Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you believe he's meeting your needs, you can't be upset that he's not meeting your needs. That's not overly complicated. Help me out now. If you're upset because God hasn't healed you, are you believing that he has?
No.
You can't complain in faith. Impossible. Whatever you're complaining about, you're not in faith in, or I'm not in faith in. God, everything's so expensive. Everything's so high. It just takes so much. And I work and we have so little and it takes so much. And it's just, I'm just fed up with it. And these politicians, I'm sick of what they, and what they don't do and what they don't do. You know what the devil hears? He's smiling because he hears, do you know what that was? That was your hedge coming down, and he's sharpening his knife, going, say it some more. Come on, yeah. It's bad out here. It's bad out here. I had not seen it as clearly with Job. As this began to unfold, what Job was full of really came out. Now, this doesn't mean he wasn't a good man. He was a good man. But can good people be negative?
Yes.
don't look to your left or to your, to your right. Just yes. Yes. But is it serious? Is it far more serious than most Christians have ever imagined? It is far more serious. They were destroyed of the destroyer because they murmured. They complained. They grumbled. They griped. Most church-going people don't even believe that. They'd go, what? We all grumble sometimes. I mean, all of us have bad days and weak days. What are you doing right now? You do that enough, and you do it from the heart, and you do it as a lifestyle, you will forfeit your protection and expose yourself to attack by the enemy. Dangerous. Very dangerous. As this began to happen, as the hedge was removed, I mean, you talk about problems, supernatural. The same day, somebody came and said, your flocks have been stolen. And before they got through talking, somebody came and said, the house fell on your kids. So, I mean, back to back, same day, it's obvious. This is not natural. Why? Why'd the devil do it then? He's been wanting to do it for years. But he couldn't. Couldn't get to him. But now, as soon as he can, man, he's taking him out. Why? That hedge might go up again. That hedge might go back up at any time. He better do it while he can. And listen to what Job says in Job 3. Job 3 verse 1. After this, opened Job his mouth and did what? Cursed his day. Now the enemy's saying he's going to curse God. He's not doing that. But listen. Job spoke and said, let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night when it was said, there's a man-child been conceived. Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above. Let not the light shine on it. Let darkness and shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell on it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. What's he doing? What's he doing? Is this positive? No. Is this faith? Is he complaining?
Yes.
He's hurting. Now, I'm not judging him, but you can see why the hedge is gone. Come on, can you see this or not? Verse 6. As that night, let darkness seize on it. Let not it be joined to the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of months. Let that night be solitary. No joyful voice come in. Let them curse it that curse the day that are ready to raise up the morning. Let the stars of twilight be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Let it see the dawning of the day, because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, or hid sorrow from my eyes. Basically, he's being eloquent about saying, I wish I had never been born. Is that murmuring?
Yes.
It is. It's murmuring. And his hedge is gone. Verse 11, this is a common word used in murmuring. Why? Why didn't I die from the womb? Why didn't I die when I came out, when I was born? Why? Why did the knees prevent me? Why the breast that I should suck? Why shouldn't I died when I was nursing? For then I would have lain still and been quiet. I'd have slept. Then I'd have been at rest. Why? Verse 20. Wherefore, or why is light given to him that's in misery and to him that's bitter in soul? Verse 23, why is light given to a man whose way is hid? Verse 25, for the thing which I greatly feared is come on me, and that which I was afraid of is come to me. How did his hedge get removed? Did he have anything to do with it? Well, you got New Testament scripture that tells us, warns us, do not murmur like they did, because it caused them to get destroyed. Of the destroyer. Murmuring is not innocent. It's not a nothing thing. You can't be in faith about a thing and be grumbling and complaining and murmuring about that thing. And if we persist in doing it, we can forfeit our own divine protection. And without his protection, how long did it take the devil to come in and just start wiping him out? I mean, it's not that it's crazy that something bad might happen on this planet. Terrible things are happening all around us. That's the wrong question to ask. And it's not, why'd God do it to me? He's not the problem. Never has been the problem. Can you see what the Lord did though? Even when the enemy was able to get a judgment against him because of what he was doing, he said, well, all right, but you can't touch this. Can you see that? And then, all right, but you can't touch this. Can you see that? It's not that God is trying to get it. He said, this is as far as you can go. Okay, but this is as far as you can go. And what's he wanting to do? I mean, if you read the rest of it, there are 40 chapters of pain and strain and woe is me. Right? And you know what had to happen in the end? Job had to repent. What's Jesus' solution if you want to be protected?
Repent.
Huh?
Repent.
He said, unless you
repent,
you'll all likewise perish. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should repent. What? Murmuring, fear and unbelief, among other things, can get your protection removed. Repentance can get it restored. If the wall can be brought down, it can be put back up. Is that right? Whatever was keeping it up to start with can be reenacted. And you read the end of the book, chapter 42. What happened? What happened? Job said, I'm going to paraphrase. He said, I have said a bunch of dumb stuff. I truly have. But I repent. You hear those words? I repent. In dust and ashes, I repent. And he even prayed for his friends that had made him really mad and said a bunch of bad stuff about him. And the rest of the verse says, God changed and restored him and healed him and gave him twice as much. He was a billionaire before this started. Gave somebody about poor old Job. He had 8 months of rough stuff. He had a bad year. But he repented and he got his protection back. Oh, come on, can you see it? Can you see it? And according to 1 Corinthians 10, if we're smart, we will learn from what happened. Is that right? Because these things are examples for us, and we will cut off the griping and complaining and murmuring today. We will say, that is it. That is it. I am not going to give place to the enemy in my life. I'm not going to cut off my protection and remove the hedge. I'm going to talk faith and only faith. And faith rejoices. Faith, no matter how it feels, faith gives thanks. Faith is glad, and faith does not gripe. It does not. Never. Oh, you'll be tempted to. There'll be times you'll have to bite your lip. You're about to say some dumb and bad stuff. You better go, what's wrong with you? I just can't talk right now. Why? Because your flesh is wanting to gripe. Oh, it wants its soul, wants to bellyache and grumble and blame. And the reason your flesh wants to do it so much, it's a supernatural thing, is because evil influences are pushing you, pushing you, pushing you. Gripe, 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 gripe. Mm-hmm. Talk bad about them. I judge them. Cuss them. They need good cussing. You're laughing, but have you ever felt pressure? You ever felt pressure? It just keeps coming, coming. About talk bad about it. Talk bad. Why? Because that's the only way the devil can get to you. If he can't get you to do that, get you to remove the hedge, he can't get to you. Let's keep him on the outside. I said, let's keep him on the outside, looking in, wanting to get in, trying to get in. And you can stay on there in the safe place in the high tower going, nah, 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 nah. You can't get me. You must say, oh, I don't want to do that. I want to antagonize it. Look, you might as well do it. Because if he can get you, he will get you. It's not because you play nice. And it's true. If we'll stay tight with God and close to him, obey him, stay in faith and trust him, order our mouth aright, then he can keep us day after day after day. And though 1,000 fall at one side and 10,000 at the other, it won't come nigh me. No plague will come near my... Not because you're so perfect, it's because you believed what he said and you got a hold of your mouth. Come on, y'all listening? And you're agreeing with him. Stand on your feet, everybody.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me